Hello.
Hello, I'm calling from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a public opinion survey on Maryland politics. Your answers are anonymous and confidential, and your opinions are very important to the success of this survey. Are you registered to vote in Maryland?
Yeah.
Okay, in that case, do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as president?
Approve.
Do you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the job Wes Moore is doing as governor?
Approve.
Strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the job Donald Trump did as president?
Disapprove.
Strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the job Kamala Harris is doing as vice president?
Approve.
Strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Overall, would you say things in the country are moving in the right direction or moving in the wrong direction?
See, that's a strange question, because are we moving in the right direction because of Biden, or are we moving in the direction of what our state or local politician are doing?
It's not giving me more explanation, and I'd rather stay neutral. However you, interpret the question, ma'am.
I'm not going to answer the question, though.
No problem. If the 2024 election were held today, for whom would you vote for president if the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, and Donald Trump, the Republican?
Democrat.
Thank you. For whom would you vote for president if the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as independent?
Democrat.
Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the job President Joe Biden is doing handling immigration at our southern border?
Approve.
Do you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the job President Joe Biden is doing handling the economy?
Approve.
Strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the job President Joe Biden is doing handling foreign policy?
Approve.
Strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Somewhat.
Thank you so much. Due to a $3 billion budget deficit, transportation projects for roads, bridges, and mass transit are being cut in every county in the state. Would you support or oppose an increase in Maryland sales tax from 6% to 7% to fund transportation projects?
Disapprove.
Okay, like strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Somewhat disapprove.
Thank you. Which of the following, in your opinion, should receive the higher priority regarding transportation funding in the state? We have maintaining and improving mass transit in Maryland, such as buses, light rail, and MARC trains. Then we have maintaining and improving the roads and bridges in Maryland. Which of those?
Improve the roads, bridges, and more.
Okay, thank you. Currently in Maryland, it's only a misdemeanor to possess a stolen firearm. Do you agree or disagree that it should be a felony in Maryland to possess a stolen firearm?
Oh, I'm not going to answer that. I'm not sure about that one.
No problem. Would you support or oppose a mandatory penalty for at least 10 years in prison for anyone convicted of selling drugs laced with fentanyl if the drug resulted in a death?
I don't know much about any of that,
no.
So I don't want to answer that.
It's okay. Do you think that you and your family pay too much in taxes, too little in taxes, or about the right amount in taxes?
Too much.
Thank you. Pregnancy resource centers are places that do not perform abortions, but instead offer assistance to people during their pregnancy and after the baby is born. Do you favor or oppose pregnancy resource centers?
Favor.
Okay. Strongly favor or somewhat favor?
Strongly favor.
Thank you. Under a new law, a juvenile 12-year-old or younger who commits a handgun violation or violent assault cannot be arrested. Do you favor or oppose changing this so they can be arrested and held accountable?
Held accountable.
Okay, so do you are you strongly favor or somewhat favor to change that?
Somewhat favor.
Okay, thank you. Do you favor or oppose using Maryland taxpayer dollars to pay for free health care for people who enters this country illegally?
I oppose.
Okay, like strongly favor or somewhat favor?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. How frequently do you play the Maryland lottery? Would you say regularly, occasionally, only with when the jackpot is big, or never?
Occasionally.
Okay, thank you. How much of a problem do you think credit card debt is for Marylanders? Do you think it's a big problem, a problem, not much of a problem, or not a problem at all?
I can't answer that.
Okay, no problem. As a way to increase state revenue, do you support or oppose a plan authorizing the Maryland Lottery to develop internet-based lottery games that target and encourage individuals ages 25 to 45 years old to play?
No, I don't approve of that.
Okay. Would you say somewhat opposed or strongly opposed?
Strongly opposed.
Thank you. We're at 70%. We're almost done. Should Maryland government be allowed to develop and operate a lottery gaming system that permits individuals to use credit cards or direct bank account access in order to play online lottery games? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Do you support or oppose Maryland teachers and school employees having the right to strike?
Repeat it.
Yes. Do you support or oppose Maryland teachers and school employees having the right to strike?
Yes.
Okay. Like strongly support or somewhat support?
Strongly support.
Thank you. Do you think a mentally, do you think a mentally sound adult with an incurable terminal illness who only has 6 months or less to live should have the legal option of medical aid in dying to get prescription medication they may take to pass peacefully in their sleep? Yes or no?
No.
What was that?
No.
Okay. If you had an incurable terminal illness, still had a sound mind, had less than 6 months to live, and you meet the legal requirements, would you want the option of medical aid in dying? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Which of the following best describes your option on the issue of abortion? We have abortion should be legal in all cases, abortion should be legal in most cases, abortion should be illegal in most cases, or abortion should be illegal in all cases.
Legal in most cases.
most cases. Okay. Legal in most cases, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, a disability is a physical or mental impairment that significantly limits life activities. This includes conditions that affect a person's vision, movement, thinking, remembering, learning, communicating, hearing, or mental health. Do you consider yourself as having a disability, yes or no?
No.
Okay. Maryland tip workers currently earn just $3.63 an hour from their employer and get the rest of their wages in tips. Do you favor or oppose a legislative proposal that would raise the minimum wage for tip workers to the full minimum wage of $15 an hour with tips on top?
Wow, that's a loaded question. And that all depends on what restaurant they work at. I'm not gonna ask it out.
Okay, no problem. And the last few questions are just for statistical purposes only, will assist us greatly in analyzing your responses. Into which of the following age groups do you fall? 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 and older?
65 and older.
Thank you. With which party are you registered to vote? Are you a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Right now, Democrat.
Okay, thank you. In the May 2024 Democratic primary election were held today, I'm sorry, if the May 2024 Democratic primary election were held today, for whom would you vote for U.S. Senate if the candidates were Angela Alsobrooks and David Trone?
I'm not going to answer that one either.
No problem. I'm going to review the profile of two Democratic candidates for U.S. Senate. Candidate B is a 52-year-old African-American female. She's currently county executive in Prince George's County. Over her career, she has led the fight to create jobs and keep down the cost of living. And the candidate A is a 60-year-old white male. He's currently a member of Congress in D.C. representing Maryland's 6th District. Over his career, he has led the fight for progressive priorities and providing opportunity. In that case, if the election were held today, would you vote for candidate B or candidate A?
Probably A.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
What is?
I have to go. And
this is almost done. Just three more questions, okay? What is your race?
I'm not answering.
Okay, that's fine. What is your religious affiliation? Would you say Protestant, Catholic, Jewish, another faith?
Baptist.
Okay, and your gender?
Female.
Thank you so much. Okay, this is concluding our survey. Have a nice day, and thank you for participating. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye.